It's Wednesday, the 1st of October, one oct, 1st of October, hashtag O-C-T-A-V-E-R. I just thought I'd mention it, though, it's nothing to do with this. There you go, 1st of October. Guess what? It's raining. It wasn't raining 5 minutes ago when I looked out, grabbed my tea, got my recorder out. It looked lovely outside. Well, not lovely, but it was dry and fine, although grey. But here I am, steps out the back door, and it's raining. It's actually very pleasant, but I have to keep myself, my tea, and me mic undercover. So I'm sheltering below one of my trees. But there is one dry spot that I've spotted, and that's up here. There we go. One completely dry spot below the big laurel bush, about 2.5 feet, a 2.5 foot circle. Well, now there's 2 feet in that. Actually, it's not so dry. Well, here, wait a minute. Let's go on here. Ah, now, below the Wisley conifer, it's bone dry. And this way, with my back to my new fence, in fact, I can't lean against my new fence. Sturdy, sturdy beast. And look back at the house and see my beautiful tricuspidata ivy. And it's splendour, although the sun's not lighting it up today, obviously. But those beautiful colours, pink, blush pink, and pale green, almost pusey. That's not pusey now, kind of. But it's beautiful, it really is gorgeous. It's a joy every autumn. All too soon, all those big pink leaves will just fall to the ground. And the back of the house will look boring. So, slept well last night. Really did sleep well. The usual snoring, twisting and turning, things like that. But apart from that, pretty good. But one thing happened, and I'm just going to put it down to an absolute fluke. I know many of us will have experienced the fact that when you know, or when your body knows the alarm set for a certain time, that you can wake up before, or even just before the alarm goes off. And I've spoken about this many times in the past, but I'm not unique. We've all done it, I guess. If you're old enough to have done that, that's... But this morning, I remember just turning over in bed, and then for some reason, I was counting down. I can't remember what I was counting down for, but I was counting down, and it was, you know, 10, 9, yeah, you know the rest. I got to 1 and the alarm went off, and that's not a lie, that's fact. I was doing a Victor Meldrew. Wow, don't believe that, you know. And it's absolutely true. To the second. Now, I'm putting that down to just a fluke. Never happen again. Waking up, you know, 10 seconds or 30 seconds before the alarm goes, that's one thing, but counting down the seconds... Oh, spooky. So a dreich morning this morning, unfortunately, and also unfortunately because I had promised to get out and cut my... the ladies, older ladies' grass that I cut, I look after, and I wasn't able to get out last week because of my eye issue, and so she had phoned the beginning of this week and asked if I was going to get out, and I had to explain what happened. So she was totally sympathetic. I mean, she's genuine. But so I phoned her yesterday and said, like, if I can get out this morning, I'll do it. You know, it stays dry. And I thought, I actually told my wife that's where I was going this morning. I told her that this morning. You know, and now it's raining, so there's no point in going out there to cut wet grass. It's not going to be nice. It makes me think about where I was yesterday. I was at Andra's wee farm. It's no longer a farm. It's just, you could call it just a steading. It's a single lass that stays there. And she has her cats. She told me she had at one time 12 cats, not including the strays that came by. And she's living there, about a quarter of a mile from Andra's farm, and probably much the same from another big farm just to the south. So she's sitting there in this beautiful bit of countryside. There's no roads, just the track into her place. And there's no traffic. And while I was putting up a couple of these new LED security lights for her, I got to experience, I've been there before two or three times, to experience the peace and quiet and the sounds of the cattle in the fields and her back garden, her back lawn, which is really quite big, has these impressively giant beech trees along one side. And the whole garden was covered in beech nuts that had sprung open, so you had the husks and the seeds, and it was just, I took a wee walk through her garden, actually. And just, I wanted to be there. I really wanted to be. That'll do just now. If I can't get to be by the sea, then that'll do. This kind of thing would do perfectly. Oh, my. There she was in her own wee inland island, and spoke about the foxes that would pass through the night, sometimes a deer. I just so wanted to have a place like that just now. Her chance to dream. You know, there's something about even the farms, just being on the farm, on Andra's farm, you know, half a mile up off the road, hardly hear traffic, and all you've got is the sights, the sounds, and the fresh air, or the smell of the dung, the muck, the beasts, which I absolutely love. And I was up the stepladder doing one of the floodlights, my stepladder. And I'd obviously stood in some muck up at Andra's farm as the kye were being moved. And they, you know, they splatter here and there. So I'd obviously picked some up. So I went up the ladder, came down the ladder, put my hand in the rung, and that big dirty muck from my hand. No, if you're at your tea, ignore this, ignore this. It doesn't bother me one bit. In fact, I just chuckled because it doesn't bother me. In fact, it might sound mad, but I'm not saying I love it on my hand, but I smelt my hand and I thought, oh, you know, this is the smell of the land. This is smells of my young and teenage years being on the farm, working on the farm. And then when George went by with the kye, I so much wanted to drop my tools and jump that fence and walk alongside him. probably people who work the land don't realise, maybe don't even appreciate that what they've got in life. It's hard work, yes, it's not easy. Don't paint a rosy picture of farm life, but I don't think they probably realise that what they've got in respect of not being part of the biz, the buzz, the melee of modern life, trying to drive through traffic and busy shopping places and stores and congested school run roads, and you know, I don't think they fully appreciate that. And the aeroplanes don't even fly over Andra's farm. I want to move now. Take my house with me, of course. Anyway. So I came home yesterday afternoon with a bit of a glow. When I come home, I always tell my wife about how Andrew and Jenny were going and what I was doing down in the steading, and told her all about the cats and the beech nuts, and I could see she was totally enthralled. No, I'm painting a bad picture of my wife now. I think she realises that when I have days like that and I come back and I've got a kind of wee buzz about me. And it's really nothing to do with my own life. And I think that's what I wondered the other morning, what keeps me going and what keeps me, why do I want to be here? And I guess it's a dream. It's a dream that keeps me going. One day soon.